Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. This week is episode number 5 in our series of 12 dealing with the new songs and the old songs on the new album and on my original first album, Ozzy's Guitar. And of course, 2020's Ozzy's Guitar 20 years later. The song today is called A Good Man. It's a song in tribute to my dad, who is still well and alive and a big part of my life. So we will listen to A Good Man from Ozzy's Guitar 2000 and talk a little bit about it on the other side.
David was a golden child, Mama's only son. Pull his Converse high tops off, man, could David run. Grown up South Arkansas, 1952. Free throws and picture shows, what more could a good boy do? Tell me, what more could a good boy do? Never ran for president, his name was known by few. But everywhere that David went, well, he'd have some time for you. What else would a good boy? David went to college and found himself a wife. He got a job in Memphis, settled down into his life. The first child was a big surprise, it was right out of the blue. Of course, they named him David. What else would a good boy do? Tell me, what else would a good boy do? Never made a fortune, leastwise that I knew. But he wrapped his family in his arms, loved them strong and true. What else would a good man do? They say a good man is hard to find. I reckon that it's true. If that job paid any better, well, there wouldn't be so few. So here's to all the good boys and every mama's son. Lace up your high tops, lads, and long may you run. sail on me around. He could have done most anything, spread his wings and flew, but he chose to stay there on the ground, show his son just what to do. And what more could a good man do? Hey, you could have done most anything, spread your wings and flew, but you chose to stay here on the ground, show me what to do. I wanna be a good man just like you. Dad, I wanna be a good man just like you.
That was A Good Man from 2000's Ozzy's Guitar, a song about my father. My dad's name is David L. Simpson, and my name is David Scott Simpson. I go by Scott. I guess my parents originally did that just so that I wouldn't end up being called Little David or Junior or, you know, whatever. I wasn't really a junior because our middle names weren't the same, so but yeah, I've always been proud to have my dad's name, and that name has been passed on now to my grandson, Fox David Detlefs, who was born just about a week ago, and that David name is a tradition that's being carried on. But anyway, we'll talk a little bit about the song, look through the lyrics, tell you a little bit about what inspired it and who inspired it, and then we'll listen to the new version from the new album, Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. So we'll go ahead and start out with the first verse. David was a golden boy, his mama's only son. He'd pull his Converse high tops on, and man, could David run. Growing up South Arkansas, 1952, free throws and picture shows. What more could a good boy do? What more could a good boy do? So, you know, it's interesting how you get to know your parents when you go and when you're a little kid and you go and spend time at your grandparents' house with them. And you get to see these things and hear these stories and see pictures and hear, you know, figure out what your dad's mom was like or what your dad's dad was like. And you get to get kind of new eyes for seeing your father or your mother as something other than just your parent, or as an adult, you get to see maybe a little bit, catch glimpses of what they were like when they were your age, when they were young. So my dad grew up in El Dorado, Arkansas, and we'd go down to El Dorado at least once every year, usually more than that, twice or so. And his mom, Selma, was just a wonderful, funny, and interesting Southern lady, and his dad, Lyndall Simpson, was just terrific. And they were so proud of their son. He was their only son. They had one child. And I don't exactly know the story behind that. Maybe they just decided they only wanted to have one. I know my dad has lots of cousins and stuff, so that wasn't necessarily a thing in their family, but maybe I knew it at some point. But anyway, he was their one son, their only son, a single child, and so because of that, he was in so many ways their golden boy. He played basketball; that was his big thing, and he played basketball at a time in the 50s when And I see the old pictures of him. He's just so skinny, and he's got these little short, kind of short shorts on, you know. Now we wear longer shorts, but they had short shorts. And then they had the big Converse high tops. And that just epitomized my view of my dad when he was young, growing up in the 50s. And I remember seeing a few. There was some old videos. They'd been transferred to video. They were old scouting films or something of Dad running up and down the court back in 1950 whatever, or maybe the early 60s at that point. And just those kind of black and white, and him running, a skinny boy, you know, which is interesting to see your dad in that way. And my dad, when I was growing up, he was a coach himself at the high school and college levels. College when I was really young, and I was always out there on the basketball court, and he was coaching, and that was just what dads did. And he was teaching me how to play basketball, showing me how to shoot a free throw, showing me how to hold the ball, how to dribble, how to all the moves, everything. You know, I had my own personal coach, and so that was awesome. And my dad has been, and always, apparently always was, just a really good man, which is the inspiration for the song, obviously. But he was a good boy too. He did good things. He did the right things. He was a gentleman when he met my mom. He was just he cares about other people. He takes time to talk with you. He takes time to listen, you know. He's an extrovert, and so he's always ready to get into a conversation. On the other hand, I'm an introvert, and I'm not a bad guy. I'm an introvert though, and so you know I get worn out pretty quick, engaging in a lot of social engagement and talking and listening, and my dad never seems to get tired of that. He could listen and listen and listen to all day long. To you and make you feel listened to and make you feel worthy and worthwhile. And he'll brag you up, you know, he'll talk to other people and brag you up. He's just a terrific guy. And so I picture him growing up in the 50s, all the basketball games, going to movies with his buddies and all of that. So move into the next section. He never ran for president. His name was known by few. But everywhere that David went, well, he'd have some time for you. What else would a good boy do? So my dad was a good basketball player, and he was a good student, and he was a good father and a good husband, a good coach, a good teacher, but he wasn't a famous guy. He wasn't the big guy that everybody goes, oh, there's the guy. He's famous. He's the top dog. No, my dad had that kind of humility that goes with people who really genuinely care. They're not caring about other people because it gets them something. It's not transactional in nature. It's not, yeah, I'll be really nice and attentive and listen and stuff because I know I'm going to get something from you. No, it's not like that. Dad has always been a good guy, period, because that's his nature. And it got him certainly recognized as a wonderful person, a good listener, someone you just want to spend time with. But it was never a ladder climbing thing. It was never a getting to the top sort of thing, because those getting to the top sorts of things, those always end up being false. They end up being the kind of situation where you question yourself. Well, you know, that was really nice of him to do that, but what is he expecting now? What do I owe him? What's going to happen next? Dad wasn't ever like that. So the next part of the song, we get into kind of some of the biographical information. David went to college. He found himself a wife, got a job in Memphis, and settled down into his life. Their first child was a big surprise, right out of the blue. Of course, he named him David. What else would a good boy do? What else would a good boy do? So my dad, he went to college at a Christian university, Harding University down in Searcy, Arkansas, and he finished his undergraduate degree. But he managed to get through that without actually having found a wife. And you know, those Christian colleges down there in the South are known for kind of being marriage mills. But he finished up and sort of to his mama's chagrin, ended up then going to University of Arkansas, unmarried. And so I'm certain his mom was concerned that he was gonna, you know, he didn't find a good girl at Searcy, at Harding. You know, he was headed up there to the big university. But what he actually did find was my mom. And my mom was just a beginning freshman. And he thankfully did not find someone at Harding. He found the exact person he needed to find. My mom, when he was doing graduate work, and mom was just a freshman. And so anyway, they eloped pretty quickly, and they did invite their parents, but they kind of decided to elope, and then about 9 months later they had me. And there's no special story behind that. I was 2 weeks early, but I was born 9 months to the day after their wedding. So you can make of that whatever you will, but he was a good man and a good boy, and mom and dad made a good family, and they settled in, and of course mom put her college degree on hold for a little bit, and raised me. Dad got a job teaching and coaching in Memphis, Tennessee. And we lived there for a while, a pretty short while. We eventually moved up to Nebraska, and that got me into the general region where I live now. But they did name me David, and I guess that comes up in the song because I think there's this idea, and I think it's an important idea, and sometimes it's connected with names, but it's more than just naming. It's this idea that you're passing on something, and that goes both ways. If I'm passing on something to my child, to my grandchild, then what that means is I need to represent that. Whatever it is I want to see, that's what I need to be. And I've known situations where people want, certainly everyone wants their kids to do well and to be good people and to be wonderful. But part of that means that I've got to be good. I've got to be what I want them to see. And that doesn't mean pretending. That means the hard work of being authentic and truly setting a course that's worthy of being passed down generationally. And that's really, in a nutshell, what the song is about. It's about my dad passing down something, not just in name only, but passing it down by being a good man, by being the kind of man that anyone would want to be, authentic, real, caring. So let's move on to the next section. He never made a fortune, leastwise that I knew, but he wrapped his family in his arms and he loved him strong and true. And what else could a good man do? So that's the key there. The key is whatever else you might do, you're there. You're there for your family. You're there. You're there for protection. You're there for listening. You're there for encouragement. You're there. You're present. And that's tough. That's tough in these days when we oftentimes have parents who are working or on the road, or both parents working, or everybody's just busy, busy, busy. But that's what you do, and that's what you pass on, and that's what helps to shape and form the next generation. So we have a little instrumental section in there. All of the song, by the way, is done on the nylon acoustic six string, and it's actually done on Ozzy's guitar, the namesake of the album. And I think I had three different layers of Ozzy's guitar, the main guitar there in the middle, and then some with some heavy reverb on it, kind of laying in the background, and then the solo part there. And then we get to the end of the song. They say a good man is hard to find. I reckon that it's true. And if that job paid any better, well, there wouldn't be so few. So here's to all the good boys, every mother's son. Lace up your high tops, lads. Long may you run. Long may you run. He could have done most anything, spread his wings and flew. But he chose to stay here on the ground, show his sons just what to do. And what more could a good man do? Yeah, you could have done most anything. Spread your wings and flew. But you chose to stay here on the ground to show me what to do. And I want to be a good man just like you. Dad, I want to be a good man just like you. So, you know, a good man's hard to find. I reckon it's true. That job paid any better, there wouldn't be so few. You know, a lot of times the good folks, they don't always come out on top in certain ways. You know, they're not always the winners. They're not always the CEO. They're not always at the top. They're not always getting all the awards and the, you know, all of that. But they've got something that's more important. They've got who they are in an authentic way, in a way that they don't have to keep scrambling to keep up appearances, to pretend to try to better what they did, you know, just last week, to like crank it up one more notch. They don't have that. They have authenticity. And in my dad's case, they have love, deep love for family, but for also for other people. And so the song is a tribute to, and it is a tribute to men, okay? This could be said about women. This could be said about my mother. This could be said about good human beings. In this song, because it starts and ends with my dad, it's about men. It's about saying, hey, you can be a really good man. You don't have to scramble to the top and be CEO. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to have a huge name. That's not first and foremost. You can be a good man. Love your family. Love the other people around you. And that is the epitome of living life well, of living into that long run. Not just looking at the short run, at the short success, but the long run. And my dad could have done anything. He's a smart guy. He's talented. He's personable. And what he chose to do was to be there for his family, for me, for my mom, for my little brother, to teach us what he had to teach us, to pass on what he had to pass on. And so the best thing, the highest thing that I can aspire to is to be like that. And I certainly chase after plenty of things that I want to do and that I want to be. But first and foremost, at least what I try to remind myself of is that's what is important. Being there for the people who lean on me, who rely on me, being there for my family, being there for the people that I'm in relationship with, being a good man. As much as it wears me out as an introvert to sit and listen for a long time or talk for a long, I need to be there. I need to be there for them. And I am fortunate now that I get to live with my parents. I actually live with my wife, but my parents are here in the same kind of, we kind of have a multifamily home here. And so I get to see my dad and mom all the time. And my daughters both live in town. And my oldest daughter, who just had a baby, had Fox David Detlefs, he's right here in town. So it shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be too hard for me to be there, to be the kind of guy, the kind of man that I need to be for them. So there we go. That's the first version from 2000, Ozzy's Guitar. As I said, really three tracks of the nylon six-string guitar, Ozzy's Guitar, and not a whole lot else. A little bit of vocal harmonies in there. I layered out the rhythm track on my keyboard with my sequencer, my 90s era keyboard at Roland, and so there we go. We'll take a listen now to 2020's version of A Good Man from Ozzy's Guitar 20 years later.
David was a golden child, his mama's only son. He pulled his Converse high top song, man, could David run. And growing up South Arkansas, 1952, free throws and picture shows, what more could a good boy do? And tell me, what more could a good boy do? Never ran for president, his name was known by few. Yeah, but everywhere that David went, well, it had some time for you. What else would a good boy do? Well, David went to college and he found himself a wife. He got a job in Memphis, settled down into his life. When the first child was a big surprise, came right out of the blue. Of course, they named him Baby. What else would a good boy do? Tell me, what else would a good boy do? He never made a fortune, leastwise that I know. But he wrapped his family in his arms and he loved them strong and true. What more could a good man do? Thank you. that it's true. If that job paid any better, well, there wouldn't be so few. Yes, so here's to all the good boys, every mama's son. Lace up your high tops, boys, and long may you run. I say long may you run. Yeah, he could have done most anything, could have spread his wings and flew, but he chose to stay there on the ground, show his sons just what to do. What more could a good man do? He could have done most anything, could have spread your wings and flew. Yeah, but you chose to stay here on the ground, show me what to do. I wanna be a good man just like you. Dad, I wanna be a good man just like you.
So that was A Good Man from 2020's Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. What you, I think, probably notice first, the first thing you notice probably is the claps. I'll talk about that in a second. But I moved away from the six-string guitar and worked up an arrangement on my eight-string tenor ukulele. And so, it's in the same key, but it gave it a kind of a different sound. And so we recorded the whole thing. I got the whole thing done with that. The solo in the middle, I really reproduced the solo from the original version, except on electric guitar rather than on the nylon stringed classical guitar. And so that gave a really nice feel. The combination, I really liked the combination of the ukulele as the main instrument and then a solo in the midst on the electric guitar. The other thing that you really notice that really brings this version to life is the vocal harmonies. I was fortunate on this one. This is the first one that we worked on. It was pre-COVID distancing, and so I had both my daughters and my wife, three-part harmonies there. Just absolutely beautiful all the way through. Really, really brought the song out in so many ways. And that had been my vision for the album, as really almost a vehicle for all of those wonderful vocal harmonies that I knew they would be able to do. And so this song really epitomizes that. And it's really nice for me because it's such a family song about passing things on. To be able to involve my daughters in that in a real key and fundamental way. So the clapping is the last thing that was added. In fact, the clapping on this song may have been the last thing added on the entire album. The song was working, but it felt like it needed something to bring it up out from the group of other songs. There were some similarities, and I wanted to lift it, and I wanted it to be celebratory, a real celebratory. It can be a kind of a tearjerker kind of song, you know, a nostalgic, romanticized. I really wanted it to be celebratory. And so the clapping came in. And so I laid down the clapping and then I really liked it, was listening to it. And then I realized, listening to the beginning of the song, that it you're not sure if you're getting this or if you're getting hey, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. And then I realized that and I thought, okay, gosh, can I do that? Is that, can I do that legally, but can I start my song and allow people to be confused whether or not it's my song or hey, Mickey, you're so fine from the, if you're my age, you remember that. And I decided to leave it. It's just fine. Just fine. So if you get visualizations of, you know, cheerleaders, doing, hey, Mickey, you're so fine. That was the original music video to that song. Well, hopefully you'll get back on track once the song gets really started. But I do like, the claps go all the way through. Laid those down. Those are the real deal. Those are authentic claps. Sat in here with my in my studio and clapped for an afternoon. But I feel really good about it, and it's a good celebratory song, celebrating being a father, celebrating being a parent, celebrating caring about your family and doing what's right, what's important, what's good. And passing that on generation to generation. So there we have it. A Good Man from 2000s Ozzy's Guitar and from 2020s Ozzy's Guitar 20 years later. You can get all my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. You can stream or purchase on iTunes, on Apple Music, stream on Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you like to stream, Amazon, Alexa, whatever you stream on, you can find my music there. And you can find the new album, Ozzy's Guitar, 20 years later. You can also find that original album, Ozzy's Guitar. And I appreciate you spending your time with me. I am, speaking of family, today I'm going to get together. Tomorrow is Labor Day, and I'm going to get together with some family and have a little kind of slightly socially distanced barbecue. We're going to get out the grill and be out in the sunshine. So I hope you're having a wonderful time with your family. Know that those are things to value. And if you're a parent, again, the passing down is what you want to see in your children. That's what you need to be for your children. So thanks for joining me on Dancing Moon Songcast. Be well.